The Listening Post. I'm your host, Jesse Hardman. Andronika Morris is cruising around the 7th Ward, checking out houses and properties.
Hey, sir, how you doing? Nothing much, you know me. Keep staying in trouble.
Morris is keeping an eye on this traditionally black, working-class neighborhood to see if New Orleans' runaway real estate bubble is expanding here.
Every block we've driven down has a vacancy or a blighted house or a wreck of a house you wouldn't want to live next to, but people are selling and people are buying.
Morris is not a realtor. She'd never be accused of painting too rosy a picture of New Orleans.
This city is below sea level. Well, how many sinkholes do we have?
As the president of the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance, Morris is trying to figure out the formula that will keep housing affordable in this city. Right now, more than half of people living here spend more than a third of their income on housing. Morris says when people hear the term affordable housing, they think, that doesn't affect me. And that's part of the problem.
People associate affordable housing with subsidized housing with Section 8 with the projects, and the projects being those shiftless, no good people, right? It becomes this decline of pejoratives.
But as rents and housing prices go up, more and more New Orleanians, with a variety of incomes, are feeling the squeeze. Part of the equation is the fact that there's a 20% home vacancy rate. That includes all the blighted and abandoned properties and short-term rentals, like Airbnbs. Morris says, unlike Brooklyn and San Francisco, the poster cities for rents gone wild, there is enough housing for everyone here.
We could have and should have an oversupply, because if the vacancy rate was addressed, if these vacant lots were able to be brought online, if these derelict houses were online, we would have an abundance of property.
And Morris is trying to make that happen through Housing NOLA, a new 10-year plan that aims to get thousands of more houses available at affordable rates. As usual, we took our topic of the week to you, New Orleans, to see how you're dealing with the issue of housing affordability. We asked folks where they live, how much of their income goes towards housing, and if they were forced to move because of high rents, what would they miss? Here's what we heard.
I have lived in my current home for over 12 years. All of my income goes for housing. If I had to move tomorrow, would I miss about my community access to my local library and very close to local food stores?
About 20% of our income goes to housing. This affects our life tremendously because we cannot save any money.
I've lived at my current home my entire life. My family owns property in Gentilly and bought a rental unit behind our home, and so the rental unit is where my sisters, my brother, and I all live. Lucky enough that I have to pay rent to my parents and not, you know, a landlord traditionally, so my rent is actually affordable. I'm fourth generation there, so I think I'm there for the rest of my life.
Right now, 40% of my income goes to housing. I have lived in my current home since 2011. It is a very old Creole cottage. My favorite memory is moving in and looking up at the ceiling and seeing this great detail from the original plasterer. I live in the 7th Ward, so I would be really sad if I left my community because it's so walkable. My neighbors are incredibly friendly, and I really feel a part of the community.
When I say at the grocery store counter that I work in affordable housing, I have people come from behind the counter and ask me, how can I find affordable housing in the city? Where is that? Who gives it to people, and how do you apply? And I think that tells you that there is an enormous need in this city that we need to find ways to fulfill.
That last voice was Alex Miller's. She works for the design and landscape architecture firm Asakura Robinson. Her main focus is making sure New Orleans neighborhoods stay accessible to local families. As usual, we also crowdsourced our questions on affordable housing via our text messaging network. And a ton of people shared their housing experiences. Alex Miller picked a few of her favorites to read. Take it away, Alex.
Sure. So the first one I'll read says, I've lived in Gentilly for 58 years. I own, it's our family home. If I moved, I would miss my neighbors. They or their children, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren still live there. Treme, 10 months. I own, and around 20% of my income goes to housing. What I like about my neighborhood is location and potential. My neighbors are great, and I'm really excited how the currently blighted buildings are redeveloped and that impact on the neighborhood. I had to move from Lakeview to Metairie due to cost. I've been in Metairie almost 4 years now. I moved into an apartment complex where everything but cable and internet is included. I still pay more than I can comfortably afford, but at least I am able to budget better since the cost never changes. Magazine and Napoleon, 8 years. I rent, and that takes up 40% of my income. I cannot afford to move. I'm terrified to even look, as I will be 35 and needing to find roommates. I don't complain about any repairs to my apartment for fear that the landlord will raise the rent. I feel fairly safe here and love my neighborhood. I have no doubt I will be chased out soon due to soaring rents and Airbnb.
What do you learn when you read these?
You know, you learn that there's a really diverse spectrum of issues. It's different by neighborhood. There are certain neighborhoods, again, where this upward pressure on rents, where the redevelopment is really accelerating. Is that gentrification? Is that good for a neighborhood, right? Is that something where, you know, we don't really want blighted buildings hanging around and we want sort of improved neighborhoods, but how do we make sure that that doesn't drive out the people who created the culture and history and portions of that neighborhood that people actually love and is why they're moving there in the first place? Moving on.
Another text message we got came from New Orleans East, a neighborhood that's endured a lot of labels, bad headlines, and rumors lately.
Good morning. How are you? Out for the summer? Wonderful, wonderful.
But listening poster Tony Jack says she wouldn't live anywhere else.
We have a beautiful new park, a lot of activities for the children. The park is close to the police station, which is a great thing.
Tony Jack can go on and on about the neighborhood she's lived in for 20 years.
Olympic-sized pool, and I live out here. So that's a good thing. And I'll be your friend.
Jack, in her late 50s, is a second grade teacher at Ben Franklin Elementary. She and her husband, Donald, who's 62 and retired, rented for years in the Irish Channel and Mid-City. And in 1996, they finally became homeowners. They raised four kids, now adults, in the house.
Well, our house is a brick ranch style, I guess you could call it. Has three columns in the front. We're still kind of doing some work on it because we had some, the last storm kind of did some damage and we're fighting termites. That's an issue.
Tony Jack says she spends around 40% of her income on her mortgage. Jack says she's aware that many folks priced out of other parts of New Orleans are heading out east.
People are trying to take care of their families, trying to work, and if most of their income is going toward housing, finding a place to live, then they're scraping by.
Jack knows what it feels like to be displaced. Her house took on 8 feet of water after Katrina, but the family made it back, and Jack says she feels lucky. She says a lot of people would love to come back, but aren't sure they can afford to now. Like the woman she ran into at a Walmart in Houston.
I heard a lady talking, and I turned around, and I said, are you from New Orleans? She said, yes. I said, I'm from New Orleans. I didn't even know the lady, and we were hugging and jumping up and down, and the people were looking at us. We were in a Houston in Walmart, and we were just so excited to see each other. And that's the thing about being here in this city. This is a place that I can call home.
That's it for this week. I'm Jesse Hardman, and this is The Listening Post. If you'd like to join the project, text the word hello to 504-303-4348. Our microphone is your microphone, New Orleans. We'll see you next time.